You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've been talking a bit about Girls Rock Camp quite a lot up on The Breakfast Show because I think it's a fantastic initiative, and it's happening this week right now. BFM's very own Amelia is there helping out, and we have got on the line Billy, Xanthi and Nicole, aka Bitch Magic, who are also helping out down there. How's it going?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I like the speakerphone situation we got going on there. You guys are at Girls Rock Camp right now and you're mentoring. What are you guys up to?
Yeah, Nicole and Billy are both coordinators of the week, so we're kind of running around doing a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, and Xanthi is one of the band mentors.
Yeah, so I'm spending every day of the week with a group of young people. We're writing a song over the week for a showcase on Saturday.
That's super cool. So can you remind us a little bit about what Girls Rock Camp is for people who might not know?
Yeah, Girls Rock is a school holiday program. It's for young women, trans and non-binary kids. We basically just bring a bunch of campers in. We call them campers. And we teach them a little bit of music, but mostly we try and just make them really confident in themselves. And it's sort of a space for them to just express themselves and be who they are without any judgment. And it's a chance for them to also make friends and like network with other people their age and also the mentors. And it's just super fun. And yeah.
So lots of really cool lunchtime performances.
Awesome.
And workshops as well on various things.
So who comes in and does those performances?
We just have like a bunch of local artists. Yeah.
Cool.
And really, the campers have responded really well, and they've been sort of moshing out and dancing, and they have
awesome.
A little Q&A afterwards. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
And
Paige yesterday, which was awesome.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
And I saw you had Chai playing earlier in the week, is that right?
Yeah, she was incredible.
I'm really curious about what goes on in these workshops. Xanthi, what have you been doing with the campers?
I attended a workshop yesterday with my group, which was t-shirt making, and that was basically in their bands they came up with a name. My band's name is Star Station.
Cool.
And we like made t-shirts and they made a design, so that's one workshop. But there's also zine making, there was like a body percussion workshop, pretty diverse.
Yeah, and a songwriting and poetry workshop, and then tomorrow we've got like a body movement thing happening in the morning, and then a Beautiful Minds workshop happening in the afternoon, which is like all about like looking after your mental health. And yeah,
so
awesome.
You're all members of various different bands, and of course you are Bitch Magic when you're all hanging out together. How does this sort of week feel for you as, you know, people who have been in the music community for a while? What do you sort of feel as some of your big takeaways from the end of an awesome experience like Girls Rock Camp?
For me, I find it generally really just inspiring to be around the campers, but also to be around lots of people that I look up to as mentors. So generally at the end of the week I find myself being a lot more creative and playing a lot more.
We actually formed after camp last year.
So
that's so
you know,
cool.
Like we all knew each other before, but we were kind of like, hey, why not, let's start a band. And when you see the kids do it, and they do it so easily, and they just, it just comes to them, and you realize how easy it is to actually start a band together. We started jamming after that camp, and it's really fun.
Girls Rock gave us the confidence to come together and try something new. We're trying a few different instruments as well that we haven't done before, and it's just like super fun. It's sort of like, it just reminds me that the music industry can be quite a gnarly place and kind of unkind and unfriendly, but you can make it better for yourself. Like, you can get what you want out of it if you try and come together with like-minded people, and it's a really positive thing. We love Bitch Magic.
When are we going to get some recorded music from Bitch Magic? Is that something that might be happening in the future?
Well, we talked about that this week.
Nice.
We have an amazing person, Sam. She's been working with us this week at camp doing all the gear coordination, and she's offered to record us. So
that's so cool.
Happen. It's a thing.
I love how empowering Girls Rock Camp is for everybody involved and for people watching on the sidelines as well. I just love keeping track of what's going on through your social media channels, which I think are run by some cool interns you have as well who also came through the program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
It's just
they're doing interviews with different people who are hanging out and they're loving it. That's really good.
I think it's such an awesome program and a really cool thing that you're doing, and I hope you're all having fun. What's next on the agenda this morning for Girls Rock Camp?
Well, the three of us are practicing. We snuck away into the auditorium. We're going to have a little practice because we've got a show coming up on February the 8th.
Cool.
I think they might be spilling the beans, but I don't care.
Hey, we love that.
Emily Adros is coming from Los Angeles on February the 8th, and we're playing at Backroom.
Sick.
It'll be Bitch Magic, Emily Adrosa, and Tombs, I believe.
That's a great lineup.
It's one that you should definitely come to because you don't miss it.
You'll certainly see me there. Hey, thank you so much, Billy, Nicole, and Xanthi, for chatting to us this morning. I hope the rest of Girls Rock Camp is really fun this week. We're going to play some Chai, who performed for your campers earlier in the week now. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you. Cheers.
See ya.
Bye.
Once upon a time, there were the days that I would agree with whatever was said now. I wanna be free, everything I could be, wanna be seen, follow my dream, giving it 100%, me and my team.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.